We're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bava Metzia, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Previously, we spoke about if someone gave money to a shomer. Two people gave money to a shomer. One of them gave $100. The other one gave $200. Now we're talking about two people gave kalim to a shomer to watch. One of them was worth 100 zuz. The other one was worth 1,000 zuz. Zomer yafashli v'zomer yafashli. And then each guy comes and claims, "Oh, the diamond ring is mine, and the fake diamond that belongs to the other guy." So nosin asakat on the achad man. You give the cheaper one to one of the people. Meaning with money, it's easy. You can give both guys $100. Over here, there are two items. So what are you going to do? You don't have a second cheap item to give. So mitoch hagadol nosin to make katan l'sheni. From the more expensive thing, you give the value of the smaller one to the second guy, because he's entitled to that. Meaning you break it into pieces, and if the pieces have value, you give the value of the smaller one if it's a type of item that could be broken up into pieces. If it can't be broken into pieces, you sell it, and then you give the money. And the rest of the money you put aside until Elio and Avi comes. Comes with the same taina. Why would the guy who's lying lose out in such a case? What's to prevent him from coming and telling such a lie and knowing that he's going to get at least what he deserves? Rather, nobody gets anything, and it's all set aside until Eliyahu Navi comes. Mishnah Vav, Hamafkid Peiros Eitzel Chaveru. If a person gives a pikadon of fruits to somebody else to watch, Afilu Hein Avudin, even if they become ruined, Lo Yiga Behen, you're not allowed to touch it. Meaning you can't sell it. Meaning even though you would think the owner doesn't want these fruits to become rotten and then become worthless, he'd rather I sell it and hang on to the money. You're still not allowed to sell it, because we can assume that people have a certain connection to their own stuff, and he's going to want his own stuff back. That you are allowed to sell it. You do sell in front of Bezin, because that is the Hashavas Aveda, in the sense that it's going to be lost, it's going to be destroyed, it's going to be ruined, and the owner is going to have nothing to show for it. So definitely better to sell it than to just let it get ruined. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said if two people give you a kli to watch, one is worth $100, the other one is worth $1,000, and they both claim that theirs is the one worth $1,000. So same machlokas, Tanakama says, give each guy $100 of value, and the rest is munach hasher v'liyahu. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's going to do nothing to discourage people from lying, so all of it is munach hasher v'liyahu. And then in Mishnah Vav we said that if someone gives you peros to watch and they start to turn bad, Tanakama says don't touch them, let them turn bad and you'll give them back when you find the owner. And Rosh Hashanah says no, the best thing you could do for the owner is sell them so that you'll have something to give back to him when the time comes. Okay, so tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin.